This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday accused NATO member Poland of having territorial ambitions in the former Soviet Union and said any aggression against Russia's neighbor and close ally, Belarus, would be considered an attack on Russia. VOA Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze speaking on Flashpoint Ukraine.
The officials in Poland say it's a provocation. The Committee of Council of Ministers of, for National Security met on Wednesday, and they made a decision to move some of the troops to that area.
This is after Wagner Group personnel moved into Belarus. Poland denies any territorial ambitions. In the United States, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told the Aspen Security Forum on Friday that the Wagner mercenary group is not fighting at the present in Ukraine.
The loss of Wagner as a fighting force, if that continues, if that persists, does mean that one of the most effective cadres that was responsible for some of the modest progress that Russia made during its last counteroffensive is off the board.
Sullivan also said that U.S. President Joe Biden has not yet made a decision on giving Ukraine ATACMS long-range missiles. However, three officials speaking to Reuters News say that the United States plans to announce as soon as Tuesday a new military aid package for Ukraine worth up to $400 million, primarily composed of artillery, air defense missiles, and ground vehicles as Ukraine's counteroffensive continues. Russia also came under pressure at the United Nations Security Council Friday in order to avert a global food crisis and quickly revive the Ukrainian grain shipment.